USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his nation is determined to continue its operation against Hamas, despite a call from President Biden for a de-escalation of the conflict. The White House said in a statement that during a Wednesday call, Biden told Netanyahu that he expected significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire. But Netanyahu said later that he's determined to continue the operation against Hamas until its aim is met. Hamas has fired more than 3,000 rockets into Israel since the conflict began, with Israeli forces responding with airstrikes against Hamas military targets. And House Republicans have introduced a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure package. The $400 billion bill is narrowly focused on core infrastructure, funding bridges, highways, and transit systems. The proposal is even smaller than the $570 billion proposal crafted by Senate Republicans, and much smaller than the president's more than $2 trillion proposal. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The CEO of the company that operates the Colonial Pipeline is talking about their efforts to restart the pipeline following a ransomware attack and the ransom payment that they made. Tim Berg reports.
The operator of the Colonial Pipeline learned it was in trouble at daybreak on May 7th when an employee found a ransom note from hackers on the control room computer. By that night, Joseph Blunt, CEO of Colonial Pipeline, told the Wall Street Journal he authorized a ransom payment of $4.4 million because executives were unsure how badly the cyber attack had breached its systems or how long it would take to bring the pipeline back. The FBI has linked the ransomware attack on Colonial to a criminal gang known as DarkSide, which is believed to be based in Eastern Europe, which specializes in crafting the malware used to breach systems and shares it with affiliates. The ransom payment made in Bitcoin is untraceable. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Several former members of the Trump administration are calling on DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign over the White House's handling of the crisis on the southern border. Former DHS Secretary Ken Cuccinelli, former Acting ICE Director Tom Holman, and former Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan released a joint statement accusing Mayorkas of lying to the American people about events on the border. Holman tells Fox News that Mayorkas has not been truthful about the cause of the current crisis, when he lays the blame on the Trump administration.
He said he dismantled the CAM program where people can apply for asylum in Central America. Why did he do that? Because it didn't work. Most people lose their cases, 90% lose their cases. So they're not going to take the chance on claiming asylum in their home country when they can get to the United States, based on what's going on right now, step your foot in the United States, a child, and you're not going to leave. You're going to be allowed to stay. You're going to be released within 2 days. They say the Trump administration dismantled the child beds in HHS. They did. Why? They didn't need them because the border was secure. Thousands of children weren't coming across the border every day. There are lines of the American people that get up and they brag, well, we got this under control because we want to present a picture that there's no crisis. So what do? They get real good at releasing people quickly so there doesn't appear to be overcrowding at the border patrol facilities. At the same time, they're working on releasing people quickly. That's just going to bring more people into the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.